Getting a read on the winter. Welcome, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. You know, if you've heard long-range winter forecasts from the Weather Service or the Farmer's Almanac, meteorologists say take those with a grain of salt. Gary Crawford has this report.
We are constantly being told by weather and climate experts, do not put too much stock in these seasonal forecasts.
Long-range forecasting is still a very dicey proposition.
You're going to be right at least some of the time simply on random chance. And the question is, can you be right frequently enough to actually make a difference?
Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Rippey and Kansas State climatologist Mary Knapp. So how have these forecasts turned out recently? Brad Rippey says,
the last time they had a real good success on temperature was the winter of 2000-2001. At that time, La Nina that winter made the forecast somewhat a bit of an easier forecast. Going back on precipitation, you have to go back even further to define what would be considered a good forecast, all the way back to 1998-99. That was also part of the long-running La Nina that spanned from the late 90s into the early part of this decade. And in those type of scenarios, there is some skill, but we're in a neutral situation right now.
And there's just very little for the forecasters to go on to make a good prognostication. So don't put too much faith in the long-range forecast for this winter. In fact, Mike Halpert, who helps make these forecasts, told reporters that this year, particularly for the East,
your guess is as good as mine.
There you go. But for sure, even if it is a warmer than normal winter, there will be plenty of cold outbreaks and lots of opportunities to say,
maybe it's cold outside.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Now, for what it's worth, the Weather Service is predicting above normal temperatures and precipitation for the central and southern U.S. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.